Mahler's Sixth Symphony dominates the second half of tonight's programme, a work of huge dramatic power. Principal conductor Thomas Sondergaard is working his way through all the Mahler symphonies with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. But how did he get to know these great works as a young percussionist starting out on his musical career?
Sometimes I was asked if I could come and play as an extra in the Danish National Symphony Orchestra, and I couldn't make the first ones I was offered. But then on the tour with the European Community Youth Orchestra, we played Mahler Second, and we also played Mahler Five with Abado, actually, in Russia. We finished a long tour in Konzertgebouw with Haitink, playing Mahler 9. So that's all 89 to 92. That's where I got to know his world.
You've been exploring some of the Mahler symphonies with our orchestra here in Wales already. And, I mean, I wonder if that's taken you on a big journey through his music.
It really has. And I'm very, very grateful to the BBC that this is possible, because it's something that strengthens the way that I've got to know the orchestra. It's through Mahler's music. That was not the only reason for me to hope for a Mahler cycle here with the BBC now, but I'm very, very happy that it is possible for us, and we have planned others.
I know that this week you've been taking sectional rehearsals with the orchestra. Why, and why so important to do that?
We all work differently, conductors, but I find it a really, really important and a good way for me to get the players, get to know them even better. But also I think mainly actually it's a great opportunity for the sections to get to know themselves better. And not only for intonation, but also for the general sound. And sometimes it's also great for them just to hear long stretches where they can adjust to each other. But for sure, it's a good opportunity for, let's say, the winds, percussion and harp and celesta to get to know what Mahler actually, in this case Mahler, how he was also thinking these sections as a unit.
So the challenges are digging under the skin and under the surface constantly.
They are, yeah, and it's interesting, isn't it? Because when you have the sound world of Mahler, how much are you going to touch that? How much are you going to really dig into the sounds and make sure you really get the right kind of sound for the Mahler? Or is it already there? I love opening scores for Mahler because, as possibly many know, that he was a fantastic conductor himself. And he's just done the job for me. And he's astonishing.
Mahler began work on his Sixth Symphony in 1903 and considered calling it his Tragic Symphony. The powerful, intense drama wouldn't be completed for another 3 years, and soon after its premiere, Mahler would be devastated by personal tragedy. The death of his daughter from scarlet fever, his forced resignation as conductor of the Vienna Opera, and the diagnosis of a serious heart condition. His widow, Alma, later said that these blows were prophetically depicted in the music of the Sixth Symphony's last movement, which includes immense hammer blows in the percussion section. Mahler's friend, the conductor Bruno Walter, found the work too dark to perform. For him, the symphony ends in hopelessness and the dark night of the soul. The Sixth Symphony opens with two opposing themes. A march contrasts with an impassioned melody in the major key, and in the heart of the first movement, distant chimes of cowbells sound over the shimmering stillness of the strings. The andante that follows brings a fragile sense of peace, but the undercurrent of foreboding is still present. Mahler marked the scherzo to be played both forceful and old-fashioned, and the march rhythms of the opening movement return, violent and leading to a bleak conclusion. The vast finale sums up what's gone before it, and the mood of the music shifts constantly from ecstasy to disaster as Mahler combines huge orchestral forces in an awe-inspiring and exhilarating way. And so now we welcome Principal Conductor Thomas Sondergaard to join the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and its leader Leslie Hatfield in this performance of Mahler's Sixth Symphony.